Okay, Boker Tov. We're holding the Mishnah Tzadik Gimel on the Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom of the page. Nitaz ala'or ashley hufshit. So again, we've been discussing that when the blood of a chatas hits a beged, that beged requires kibus, requires laundering to get rid of that blood. Nitaz ala'or ashley hufshit. So what if the beged hit, I'm sorry, what if the blood hit a leather beged, hide, actually before it even became a beged, while it's still on the skin of an animal. So it hit raw hide. Says the Mishnah, ain't a ton kibbus. It doesn't require kibbus. Why not? Because since this raw hide is not a beged yet, it's not really the kabbaltum at all. Not only is it not a kabbaltum, it's not even fit to be a beged yet. And therefore, l'choladeus, it won't be subject to the din of kibbus. However, Mishnah Hufshit, Tan kibbus de Rabbi Huda, whereas Rabbi Lezer is going to argue. What if the hide was already flayed, it's off the skin of the animal's body, but it was not yet made, fashioned into a specific beged? So here we have machlekes. Rabbi Huda says that once the hide is off the animal's body, since it's fit to be a beged, even if he has not designated it as a beged, as a cloth, as a mat, as something to be used, since it's fit to be used as a beged, that's enough as you breathe the shita. It's rei l'kabal tuma. Again, it's not a kabal tuma yet, but it's rei l'kabal tuma. It's fit to be that, and therefore it's also subject to the din of kibbus. However, Rabbi Lezer argues, Rabbi Lezer says, no, I'm Rabbi Lezer, I'm here. Af mishuf shit, even once the hide is off the animal's body, and it's technically fit to be a beged, if it wasn't a beged yet, ain't a ton kibbus. It doesn't require kibbus until it actually is in a form of being a beged. Okay. So like the Mishnah Vayitzer. Now, get a question how to read these words. Anton Kibbus is part of the statement and part of the next statement. We'll just repeat the words. Anton Kibbus, Ella Makam Adam. When we talk about requiring Kibbus, let's say you get a spot of blood on the beged. The entire beged doesn't require Kibbus. It's actually only the spot where the dam hit, right? Very relevant for the 9 days. Now I wash begad in the 9 days. The spot clean actually could be permissible, especially if there's a concern that it's going to leave a long-term stain. To spot clean could be is more lenient. So here too, we're saying by the dam is only obligates cleaning where the dam hit. But anywhere else in the beged, it's not like a beged that became tummy that has to go to the mikveh. You don't have to spot clean the place where the dam is. Now the mission is, matter-of-factly, what type of beged is subject to the din of dam? A beged that's fit to be mekabatama. If you remember from the machlokes, because we just had 3 lines ago between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Huda, that is Rabbi Huda shita. Rabbi Lezer shita was only a beged that actually is mekabatama. It's a real beged. Only a beged like that is subject to the din of kibbus. Rabbi Huda says something which is fit to be mekabatama is subject to kibbus. Clearly, this Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, is going like Rabbi Huda. The Gemara will point that out later, that the Stam Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Huda, that even Roy Lekabatum is enough. Okay. V'Roy Lekibus. It has to be a beged that's fit for kibus. It's fit for laundering, which includes Echera beged, Echera sack, Echera aratun kibus. A beged, a regular material, right? Wool, linen, Echera sack. Sack is sackcloth, it's made out of goat hair, right? Vechera ar, or even leather, only kibbutz. We'll see, leather is going to be a topic of conversation in the Gemara. Is that so pasha that leather is something which you normally launder, that you wash? Leather can be something that you kind of scrape, depending on the type of leather. We'll see. Okay, but our mission clearly is going, our mission is, again, it's the Gimel and Beis, that leather is something which is subject to kibbutz, and we just have Mechlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Lezer, is it subject to kibbutz right away once it's fit to be a beged, or is it only if it actually is a beged? Okay. So the Mishnah Vayter, Vakibas b'makom kodesh. The kibas, the laundering should take place in a makom kodesh. It's going to be based on a drash on the pasuk. Vakibas b'makom kodesh, shvius kli chayres b'makom kodesh. And once we're on the same topic, we know in the same psukim over there, it talks about washing the beged when there's dominant. It also talks about getting rid of purging the kalim of the blias of the chatas of the meat that it was cooked inside it. So by a kli chayres, there's no way to purge the flavor. What do you do? Very good. You break it. So the break of the kecheres is done. Makom kadesh, again, based on psukim. Ufrika, shtifa, b'china chayshis. And the prika shtifa of the kaper kalim, again, is done by makom kadesh. Again, it's going to be based on the same pasuk. And there's a vavachiber connecting the, once you have kibbutz, makom kadesh, vavachiber connects it to shvirus kalim and to Marika's Kalim. Okay. Last line of the Mishnah, Zechaymer Bechatas, Mebekacha Kedashim. This is the Chaymer of Chatas over other Kacha Kedashim. Rashi understands this to mean specifically the din of Dam. The din of Dam that requires Kibas of the Beget to get rid of the Dam is the Chaymer Bechatas of the Kacha Kedashim. They don't have this din that when the Dam hits the Beget, it needs Kibas. That's what Rashi coming to say. But the din of Mirka Shtifa of purging the Kli from the flavor of the meat of the carbon, that's Taka not only Bechatas, that would apply by the Kacham as well. So even though the Pasuk in the Torah speaks about Chatas and tells us these two dinim about getting rid of the dam from the beged or getting rid of the tam from the kli that had meat of a Chatas in it, says Rashi, or says the Mishnah, Rashi's interpretation of the Mishnah is that this chumra that you find by Chatas over other animals, over other Kacham, is only by dam. But Lagabi, the din of purging the flavor from the kli, that would apply to all Karbonis, and it makes sense. I mean, just from a svara point of view, it seems like the idea, even though it's a pasuk clearly, but the idea behind it is some sort of nicer idea. So nicer idea should apply to a kachem kachem. The problem is that's going to be the Gemara is going to seem to say, Gemara is going to bring a shita, well, the Gemara already brought a shita yesterday, that it only applies to kachem kachem, not to kachem kalam, not to truma, right? We're at the shita of Reb Shimon. If it's a vart of getting rid of nicer, it should apply to kachem kalam as well, not to kachem kachem. Okay, zok to Gemara. Minani Mili, how do we know the din of kibas begadim? Pasha kibas begadim means beged. How do we know kibas begadim applies also to ur? Minani Mili, Tanar Rabbanan, beged eni ala beged, minai ala rabbi sa'ar, meshavshet, beged, well, I know that includes beged. How do I know to include leather, hide, once it's flayed off the animal's body? How do I know the hide is also the leathers included in the din of getting rid of the dam, being mechabes the dam? Tamalemer, asher yazeh, Aleh, the pasuk says, "Ashiyaz aleh techabes." That which the blood was sprinkled on it, you should wash. So therefore, that includes any beged. Yachol shenimar ba'ar adshle yafshit. If it includes any beged, maybe even hide before it's flayed off animal skin. You have an animal that some obviously animals. Talking about animals already dead, but an animal that blood went on its hide before the hide was even taken off the animal's body. Maybe there too, there's a din of kibas. Says the Gemara. No, tamalim beged. My beged with the kapatuma, afkor with the kapatuma. It says beged is something which is fit with the kapatuma. So to anything which is fit with the kapatuma, again, to be clear, fit with the kapatuma means it's not yet a kapatuma, because it's not a beged yet, but it's fit to be a beged. That is hushita, like we have in the Mishnah, tiver bihuda, it's bihuda shita. That once it's fit to be a beged, even if you haven't completed, just to be clear, what does it mean fit to be a beged but not a beged? Very simple. It means something which wasn't finalized in its process yet. So it's fit to be a beged, meaning I could decide, I'm stopping here. I'm using this square piece of leather as a nice sitting mat. I'm using it as a nice tablecloth. You could decide to use it as is, which would now render mekabel tuma. Happens to be, since you haven't decided to use it as is, you still want to do work to it, it's not yet mekabel tuma. Since it doesn't matter. Legabi the din of tumas dam, having to purge the blood, being mechayev, I don't know if the tuma is the right word, but the fact that it's chayev kibus, that then applies so long as it's even fit to be mekabel tuma. Even if it's not yet quite mekabel tuma, even if it's fit. Rabbi Blaz Aimi argues no. Beged, any other beged, I only know beged, the man of the Rabbi Sack. First of all, it says beged, I only know beged, I know it includes sackcloth. Becholmi ne begadim, top of Tzadik Almanav. Becholmi ne begadim, and all the begadim, tamalemer, asher alea, techabes. That which the blood goes in, it should be washed. We learn from here that anything which is even not made from woolen linen, but as long as it can be washed, it's subject to the din of kibas, of getting rid of the blood. Yachash nimar ba'ar meshavshet. I would think to include even like in Yehuda's case, ar meshavshet, the hide which has been flayed even before it's been stripped of the animal, but it's not yet a beged. I would think to include that as well. Tam lemer beged, ma beged of makabel tuma. After kol davar mekabel tuma, very straightforward. Just like a beged is something which is mekabel tuma, so to some it has to be something which is mekabel tuma. Basically, has to be a finished product, right? It has to be mekabel tuma, as opposed to the hide that just came off the animal's skin, the animal's body, which is not yet a finished product. It's not mekabel tuma. If it's not mekabel tuma, it also won't have a din of kibas of requiring to get rid of the blood that went on the beged. Okay.
Is too much an actual concept in here, or is it just a point that?
I believe it's just a point, just a barometer. Zok to Gemara, my benayu. What's the difference between the two sheets? Now, what's the Gemara asking? First, I should discuss. But the simple understanding is, at the end of the day, the Gemara is just looking for almost practical examples. What beged do you have that, according to Blazer, was saying, according to Blazer, will not be subject to the din of kibas because it's not actually mekabel tuma, but it's fit to be mekabel tuma. What's an example of a beged at a stage that it's fit, but it's not actually mekabel tuma? Meaning, what's a behuda scenario that he says already is subject to kibbutz, where a blazer would argue? So, for example, we know a patch, a standard patch, is how big? The smallest cloth that's considered chashev is a cloth that's fit to be a patch, and the standard patch is 3 fingers by 3 fingers. A little square, 3 fingers by 3 fingers is a standard patch. A patch that size is fit to be a patch, and therefore, it has chashivas, it's mekabel tuma. What about a patch that's smaller than that? And if it's not used yet, or wasn't designated to be used, it's not mekabel tuma. But once it's designated to be used, it's mekabel tuma. That would be a classic case of machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, so long as it wasn't designated to be used, it's not mekabel tuma. It's not the shear. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's fit, where Tzadi Dalam and Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top of the page, since it's fit to become five lines down from the top of the page, since it's fit to become a patch, therefore will be mekabel tuma. My benayo, amar baye, madlus plus mishalosh ek benayo, a patch less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Manda meroy, the one says that as long as it's fit, hana meroy, this is fit. How is it fit? If he decides to use it, it certainly would be mekabel tuma. So therefore, this is fit according to Yehuda, and it would be subject to the din of kibbutz. Di baye chashiv le, if he wants to be machshiv it, manda mar dam mekabel tuma. The one says that has to be mekabel tuma. In actuality, it's a blazer. Hamil abas mekabel tuma. This is not yet mekabel tuma until you actually use it. Yes.
It's an important piece to have that size that he could use
as a patch. Not anybody. Correct. That's something, right. The fact that an ani could use it is sufficient. Yes, very good. The guy also got to be carrying. Rav Amar. Beged shechishev aleh letzura. A beged that he had in mind to put a tzura on it. He had in mind to put embroidery on it. So very simple. You have a beged that's a finished beged. But the halacha is, if the guy is not finished with it yet, because he has a mind, he's adding some embroidery, it's not considered mekabel tuma yet, because it's not finished. It's a very good general concept to know. It has to do with kalim in general. But once making kalim, the only step up is tuma, when the person who's fashioning it, the famous Gemara always discusses, it goes basa machshava, the machshava of the guy who's making it, right? If the person who's making it still has a mind, he's doing more work to it, it's not finished yet, it's not stepped up for tumma, even though technically you could just take it and start using it as is. You don't have to embroider it, the beged is ready to be used, the kli is ready to be used. If he has a mind, he's still doing more, it's not yet mekabel tumma. That would be a classic example. According to Behuda, this beged fits the criteria of something which is fit to be mekabel tumma. It's fit to be mekabel tumma, and therefore has din of kibbutz. If the blood hits, you need to wash it out. Whereas according to Blazer, at the end of the day, this is not mekabel tumma yet because it's not a finished product. And therefore, it wouldn't be subject to the of dam. Says the Gemara Tzad, Rav Amar, beged chichishev aleh letzura ikbenayo, beged that he had in mind to do embroidery. Man dam roi, Rav Yehuda says based on roi, hanam roi, this roi. How is it roi? Because the guy can just say, I'm done. He can be mevatel mashavta. His master plan of adding embroidery, he can just change his mind. Once he changes his mind, beged's finished. Which is, again, this is the Gemara's lush, if I remember correctly, is that you can create a beged al yedei maisa or machshava. Even through machshava, why? Because your machshava not to continue to go maisa creates the final product, right? You can only mevatel, I believe, through maisa. Okay, but through machshava alone, you can create a beged. Here too, you can just have in mind, I'm not going to do anything more, and therefore, if I'm at the machshava, therefore, it's even though you're still planning to do more, according to Behuda, it's din of kibbutz. Mano dav mekabel tuma. According to Blaz, it has to be actually mekabel tuma. Hami elav mekabel bas kibuli tuma. This is not yet mekabel tuma because lemaisi sells a mind through the embroidery, so it's not mekabel tuma.
No, I'm just thinking that in a practical sense, this would never occur.
Why?
Well, why would such a garment be exposed to the blood from Zricha?
You're saying Bidde Kuhuna typically won't have this status.
Yeah, right. I mean, not that it mm-hmm. matters, I guess, theoretically, mm-hmm. but it's...
Okay. Good point. Rav Amar, Utzva D'chashav Aleh L'Ktza Ek Benayo. So Rav says, again, if you noticed, the last answer was also Rav. So some switch the gears to say Ikka D'Amri. Okay, some say, okay, Rav Amar, Rav says, Utzva D'chashav Aleh L'Ktza Ek Benayo. This is very similar to what Rav just said, but the opposite direction. This is talking about a cloth that was like a spread, let's say, which you had in mind that you're going to trim it down. Before you had in mind, you're going to add. Here you had in mind that it's not finished yet, you want to trim it to perfect it. In both cases, you still didn't perfect it, you didn't finish your process with it yet. That's why it's not mekabel tuma mamish, but it's royal mekabel tuma because you just decide, I'm leaving it as is. So again, same machlokes. According to Behudu, it says, man dam roi, as long as it fits, hanami roi, this is fit. It's fit to become a tumma. All he needs to do is just have in mind, I'm not doing any more work to this. Man dam roi, makabal tumma, halav makabal tumma, adam makatzle. The one who says that as we actually makabal tumma, this is not makabal tumma until you actually cut it. V'atanya, this is not a kasha, this is a raya, we learned in a breiser, Rav Shimon Asi Aymer, utz p'shechishu v'alikta, tahir ha'achik etzena. Rav Shimon Asi Taka says, an utzva, this spread that a person had in mind, he's going to cut it down a bit, trim it, it's not makabal tumma until he actually trims it. That fits, again, with the kabbalah is saying over here, that fits with our example very clearly. Everyone agrees to that. That so long as he had a mind, he's going to trim it down until he actually trims it, it won't be makabal tumma. But we still would have machlekes, Rav Lazar, Rav Yehuda, till that point, is it shayach? Is the subject of the din of kibas dam? Rabbi Yehuda would say yes, since he could just have in mind, I'm not going to trim it. That's enough. That's fit to be mekabel tuma, and therefore it's subject to the din of kibas. Whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, since the maisa is not mekabel tuma right now, it won't be subject to the din of kibas. Okay, zakt the gemara vayter. We send the mishnah ain't on kibas, except for the spot where the blood actually lands. Menon immediately tana rabbanon yachal nitas al mikdas beged ye kol beged on kibas. I would think even if the dam splatters on a part of the beged. The entire beged needs to be washed. Tam lemer asher yazeh le'amart lach elamakav damavad. The place where it splatters only, nowhere else needs to be washed. Davishur le'kabotum. We said in the Mishnah that the din of kibbutz is only for something which is fit to mekabotum. Now, we spoke out and read the Mishnah. That line in the Mishnah says fit to mekabotum. That was machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. And then the Mishnah a few lines later just says, matter of fact, fit to mekabotum, says the Gemara, stomach Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, the Stam Mishnah, this Mishnah Stam is teaching Rabbi Yehuda that as long as it's fit to mekabotum, that's sufficient. It's taking aside in the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Roy lekibas. So the Mishnah says further that only a beggar that's fit for kibas, fit for laundering, is subject to this din of the blood having to do kibas if the blood is the beggar. It comes to exclude, this is actually interesting how we touch this. Machlokes was showing how to touch this. It comes to exclude a kli that's made out of wood, a hard kli, which is about grade. You don't rinse it, you don't launder it, you scrape it. If you get a stain on wood, you can't really clean it out usually. You have to, it gets embedded, you have to scrape it down. So it comes to exclude that which is scraped. Now what does it mean it comes to exclude? The simple touch, if you read the Rashi, the simple way to read it, that means this din of kibas is only on a kli which could be laundered. A kli which is subject to greater scraping would not have a din of kibas, would not be obligated to kibas, would not have a din of kibas. That's a simple way to read the Gemara. Again, Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but that's how Rashi seems to, if you type, read the Gemara with Rashi's type, that would be the simple way to read the Gemara. Lamaisa Rambam Paskins, that a kli that needs to be scraped, the lachas gets dominant, you scrape it. So the way he's reading this Gemara is not that we're excluding it from the din of getting rid of the dam. We're just saying kibbutz is only relevant for begadim that shayach to kibbutz. Whereas begadim that shayach to scraping don't need scraping. Not that they're excluded from the concept of the din. They're just excluded from this din of kibbutz because kibbutz doesn't work for them. But the concept of the din still applies. And the truth of the matter is the Gemara coming up with Sittai in a few lines from now would seem to indicate, like Rambam, the Gemara seems to say very clearly, at least according to one shita, that begadim that are hard, or kalim that are hard, they would require, they won't own kibas, you don't do for them, but they would require scraping, which fits very good, like the way Rambam seems to be learning the Amur.
You rinse it. I mean, when you scrape it, you really embed it even more.
Not if you're scraping off the outer layer.
Like sanding it.
You're sanding it down. You're getting rid of the outer layer. So the Gemara, echad abeged vechad asak. Whether it's a beged, whether it's sackcloth, whether it's, we said in the Mishnah, a beged or a sackcloth, or even leather, we said, lememra de ar bar kibbutz, effective mar. So you tell me ar is something which is laundered, you rinse it, for a minute of a stira. Let's say this is talking about on Shabbos. Let's say there was a little bit of dirt on a beged, it's Mishnah Shabbos Kufman Beis, dirt on a pillow, mekanach besmartet. So sorry, if there's dirt on a pillow, not leather yet, dirt on a cloth like pillow, you can wipe it off with a rag, but you can't put water on it because that's kibbutz on Shabbos. Haisa shalar, but if it's made out of leather, then you could put water on it. When it's made out of leather, you could put water. Clearly, the Mishnah holds on Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis that water on leather is not called washing because leather is not something which you wash, and therefore you could put water on it to get rid of the stain. That's not a problem washing on Shabbos. How does that fit with our sugya where we're saying that leather is a bar kibbutz and subject to the din of dam? Amar Abaye like Kasha, it's a machlekes. Harabanan ha'achirim. The Mishnah Shabbos is the Rabbanan Shita, that leather is not a bar kibbutz. Leather can't be washed. And the Mishnah of Yabayas is like achirim. Who's achirim? Very good. Rameir, who says that leather, typically say we assume it's Rameir. So it doesn't always have to be Rameir, but we assume it's Rameir. So achirim hold that leather can be washed, and that's the author of our Mishnah. The Tanya, ha'begi v'asak b'chabsoi, begin or sack, which blood went on it, you have to wash it. Hakli va'ar, a kli and ar, so here's what we see, I was pointing out before, the Rambam, a kli va'ar, or leather, megardai, you scrape it. You see clearly there's a sheet here that says, that what? That by ar and kli, you can't do kibbutz. Kibbutz is not an option. But what does it say? You still do scraping, which fits like what the Rambam was saying before. You just don't have kibbutz, but you're still scraping. Fine. But that shita is like the Rabbanan. We're saying, like the Rabbanan Shabbos, that ar is not subject to kibbutz. Achayim ma'imim, Achayim says, ha-begin v'asak v'ar mechabsai, a begin, a regular cloth, wool, linen, sackcloth, ar, even leather, mechabsai. Clearly, Achayim is saying there is kibbutz by leather, v'akli megarai, but by the kli, you do greda. You do megarai. You scrape it by the kli. But the point is, we see clearly it's a machlekes where the leather is subject to being kibbutz or scraped. The Rabbanan say it doesn't have kibbutz, and that's why b'Shabbos they're not makbid. Whereas Achirim says it is shaykh kibbutz, and that's why over here by the din of dam you have to kibbutz. In fact, Gemara, Kiman Azla Hada Amar Rabbi Chibashi said as follows: Zimnun sagin many times. Have a kamina kamei derav. I stand in front of the rav. The shichshichilei misayim amaya. And I'd rinse his shoes with water on Shabbos. I would rinse his leather shoes with water on Shabbos. Who does it go like? So the shaila was asked: who does it go like? This opinion that I can rinse leather shoes on Shabbos with water. Obviously, it goes like the Rabbanan. According to Achayim, that's kibbutz. He can't do it. According to Rabbanan, leather is not called kibbutz. Therefore, you can do it. Tomorrow, kaman kirabbanan. Kasha v'mayisa. Nu, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? You should have done it on Erev Shabbos, Avada. But let me ask a question: if it got dirty on Shabbos, can you do it on Erev Shabbos?
Oh, is it?
Zakti Gemara. Amar Rava. Miyika Laman Damar Ar Lav Kibasu says Rava. Is the Aman Damar that says Ar is not a bar kibas? So Chsiva Begin Ashasi Erev. I call Kli Ar Ashit Chabbos. Come on, 1 second. Pause. You tell me, according to Rabbanan, Ar is not subject to kibas. According to Achirim, it is. Our sugi is going like a chirim with kibas of dam, and the sugi in Shabbos that says you let her rinse leather is going like their Rabbanan. But there's a problem. The pasuk says clearly by negat saras, it talks about Begin Shasi Erev, I call Kli Ar or any leather Kli Ashar Tachabbos. It puts the din of negat saras on leather begadim that are washed. Clearly, the pasuk describes leather as being able to be washed. It's a kasha on this whole explanation on the fact that we're saying that the machloek is about this. Ela Marava, Krom Asisim Berachin, Kipliki Bekashas. Rava says, no, there's still a machloekis. We had a machloekis Rabbanan and Achirim in a certain case. But we also have a problem with the pasuk. Says Rava, simple answer. The Mishnah in Shabbos, which is saying that the you can rinse on Shabbos, no problem, Kufim Beis and Shabbos, and the pasuk by Negat Saras, opposite. The Mishnah by us, which is saying by Ar, there's a din of kibbutz of dam, and the Pasuk, which is saying by Negat Saras, there's a din of kibbutz by Ar again, that's all talking about soft leather. Soft leather has din kibbutz. The Mishnah in Shabbos, where there's no problem, right, of rinsing the leather, that is going by hard Ar. Okay. And when's the Machlekes to Tanayim? Again, by hard Ar, that's the Machlekes to Tanayim, in which case, according to Achirim, even by hard leather, still shaykh to kibbutz. In which case, the din that Rav used to let him wash the shoes on Shabbos, to let the shoes must go like the rabbanan of Amar Vchia. Zim nesagin havis kamini kamei to Rav to shirshilei masanim b'maya. Because of Karabanan, this Rav Chiya said he used to rinse the shoes in front of Rav, must be going by hard leather, because soft leather, everyone agrees as kibbutz, must be hard leather, and according to Rabbanan, let's say that by hard leather, it's not a problem. Okay. Hadam Rav then said, Lav Milsi, didn't like his answer. Rav didn't like his own answer. Why? Darmi, because what am I doing? I'm taking a pasuk about Negat Saras, and I'm narrowing it down to soft leather. The pasuk is just leather. I'm narrowing the pasuk to soft leather. Hadam Rav, Lav Milsi, Darmi, so my teretz is not a teretz. Now, if you'll see, we'll see the teretz. He is not falling off the teretz almost at all. The teretz is going to remain completely the same, except for one detail. The teretz is still the same teretz. There's a difference between hard and soft leather. But Rav is saying, Lagabi Negat Saras, I didn't need that nekuda. They could name it like Krad, the Chib, Ksiv, Mirak, Ksiv, I'm going to go make the Pasuk, Hakamai Askinan, establish a Pasuk, and Akimta, Dafka soft leather, Mila Askinan, Bechli Achsalgia, Habam, and Yazam. Are we talking about even the hard leather kelim that come from dinas yam that also such a din of neged tzaras. The kamra machmana nibay kibas. The Torah says needs kibas there too. Elam arava tzaras kiv the megufa kaparcha mechalchel alei umashle rach by beged that gets tzaras, whether leather is hard or soft. Once it gets tzaras, the tzaras makes that spot soft. So therefore, the kasha for the pasuk was never a kasha. We're saying with the same answer. We're saying that there's a chiluk between hard leather and soft leather. That still stays as a fact. However, the gabei tzaras, even if it's on hard leather, is still considered soft because the tzaras itself makes it soft. Amar Rava, Rava says, however, ikashli, if I do have a kasha, hakashli, this is what's shver to me in this topic. Karmic sauces, tapasal gamma base, karmic sauces, derachin anu, so by the case of the pillows and the cushions that are soft, you ready for this question?
Yes.
Very good. Utinan, haisa shalar, naisla maya machadikla. Pillows are clearly, by definition, I mean, they're soft,
I
right?
I didn't want to be the guest of the people that held by wiping them off.
Very good, very good. So pillows are soft. If we said if it's of R, you're allowed to wash it to get it off. But if it's soft, it should be a problem, according to Rava's klal, because with soft leather, it could be rinsed, according to everyone. Elam Rava. So Rava now, Vaiter changes his teretz a bit. Kol kibas, it's not really new teretz, it's just modifying it more. Kol kibas, to less late, kiskus, leish mekibas. Simply soaking it alone is not called washing it. You have to scrub it a little in order for it to be called washing. So Kamara of Hadam Rav Chibar Ashi. Since I can have like coming to the Rav. So now this is what Chibar Ashi said. I stand in front of the Rav and wash Shichshi the Masani Maya and rinse the shoes in Shabbos in water. You could say now it's more simple. Don't tell me he's talking about hard leather and according to Rabbanan. Say more simple. Shichshichin of a kibas lay. He rinsed it with water, but he didn't do kibas. He didn't scrub it. If you don't scrub it, that would be okay. Ibarachin b'divya kol. So now we can talk about soft leather according to everyone, and even kashin ukachirim. Or we can talk about hard leather, and that's going according to the view of a chirim. That's why you have to come on to the fact that you didn't scrub it, right? Because according to the rabbanan, it wouldn't be shaykh kibas at all on hard leather. You wouldn't even have to come on to that qualification. In fact, tomorrow yachim beganami. One second, you just gave me a cloud. If you don't scrub it, it's not called washing. If it's not called washing, why is it only mutter by R? It should be mutter by beged too. The brisa there says by beged. The cloth pillow is a problem. Only the art pillow is okay. The pillow of hide, of leather. The cloth pillow is a problem. Why is it a problem? If it's only washing, if it's only washing, not scrubbing, it should be fine. Answer the Gemara, beged, shirasu zikibuse. Because by beged, soaking it, it's washing. So Rav is qualifying that even though we said before, washing is only washing if you scrub on a soft beged, washing alone, just sticking it in water, that alone is considered soaking in water is considered also kibus, a washing. Adama Rava, Zarak Suda Lamayim, if he throws a cloth, a handkerchief into water, Chayev, if he does on Shabbos, he's Chayev for cleaning on Shabbos, kibus, Zarak Pishtin Lamayim, Chayev. Similarly, if he throws flax seeds into water on Shabbos, he's Chayev. Zakhtamar Bishlam Sadir. So do we understand that's the cloud we're saying of a kibus by merely sticking in water, that's considered doing kibus. Ella Zara Pishtin, my time. Zera Pishtin, the flax, what's the issue of dropping flax seed in water? What's the issue? When you drop it in water, it like sprouts up. So wheat and barley, same thing. It has nothing to do with clothing. Wheat and barley also, it sprouts up when you put it in water. So that can't be the issue. Hanach answers the Gemara. Hanach is luriri. The answer is that flax seed gives off like a mucus. A mucus comes out of it when you put it in water, and that's the problem. Frek the Gemara. So if the issue is that it gives off a mucus, we'll go back to the hides, the skins of animals. When you drop it in water, it also gives off some sort of, it exudes from the skin some sort of mucus as well. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Ka'avad Lisha. By the flaxseed, ends up binding it together. It attaches, it makes it sticky and binds it, and therefore it's like a lush, it's a form of Lisha. That's the issue of dropping the flaxseed into water. Whereas by the hides, even though it does give off a mucus, it doesn't create that same stickiness, or it certainly wouldn't be an issue of lush, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, Darsh Rava, Mutter Lechabes Minol B'Shabbos. So Rava Darshan, it's Mutter to clean a shoe on Shabbos. To be Mechabes the shoe on Shabbos. Amle Afrav L'Rava, Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi, we had this already twice today. Zimnin Sagin Havi Kamina Kamed Rav, many times I was in front of the Rav, V'Shach Shichi Lei Masarim Maya. And I would rinse his shoes in water. I would rinse it in water, but would not launder it. Shich shechin ava kibas loy. Dafta shishach, not kibas. Says the Gemara. Had amarava, you're right. Uke amarala, establish amara, meaning like he used to have the speaker who would, Rav would give the shir and he would call it out. He was like the microphone. Uke amarala, v'darash, let him darshan. Devar v'shamayit lefneichem, this I darshan, that I said before. Tais ebiyadi, this I said before, that you could wash the shoe, is a tais. Kibus is not permissible on the shoe. Baram kach amru, shichshich mutter, kibus aser. Shichshich, rinsing is mutter, but kibus is aser. Now, just 2 points. Getting back to what Melville, you said before, regarding the kehanim who are wearing bidei kehuna, so why would it be relevant, the answers we said about having to do embroider it or trim it down? I think it's a mistake, because we're not necessarily talking only about kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash, or kehanim wearing bidei kehuna. They could be Yisrael and Nazar, they were the shechita took place, or it could be a kohen who's not wearing bidei kehuna. Any beged that gets dominant has this din of kibus, and there would be relevant if the beged is finished or not finished, if it's a beged that's fit to be mekabeltum or not. Separately, quickly for the halacha of the day, Agamar is saying that soaking is the same as laundering for a soft garment. Tosfos asks that we know if a person is going to visit his Rebbe or his father on Yom Tov, the Gemara Yuma says it's permissible to walk through water up to his neck. The shail is that why is walking through water not considered kibus? He's laundering the beggar. So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer is that since the beggar is clean, normal beged that you're wearing is clean, going through water on a clean beged would not have a din of kibus. Kibus is only on a dirty beged, kibus is a problem. But going through water with a clean beged would not be an issue because it's already clean. Answer number one. Answer number two of Tosfos is that the water itself doesn't really make it more clean than when you began with. The water is, meaning even if the beged is not perfectly clean, but the water itself is slightly dirty, and therefore going through water, which if anything makes the beged a little dirty, certainly would not be considered a form of kibus. Rama brings both of these reasons la'alacha, and therefore the bir halacha. So now the Rama says that you need to have both these kulas. First, the Rama writes that you shouldn't put water, even a small amount of water, even in a place which isn't dirty. But then he says that you shouldn't put even a small amount of water unless it's a place that isn't dirty. And then he says that separately, if you want to put water on a beged, it has to be that the water itself is dirty. So we're taking on seemingly both chumras. L'mayis the Be'er Halacha writes that we follow the first opinion, that when something is clean, it doesn't pass water cleaning it, and therefore it's not an issue. And even though we pass the first lashon, since this topic of kibbutz on Shabbos is a melacha deraisa, we should still be machmir for both lashonis of Tosfos, both lashonis of the Rama, and be machmir that if it's at all, you shouldn't use the water, let water hit the beged at all on purpose, unless the water is slightly dirty. A big nafkmin alach lemaisa is: can someone dry his hands in a dirty towel? Someone's hands are wet from rinsing his hands. He wants to now dry his hands in a towel that's dirty. He's bringing moisture, water to the towel. Pimbagadim says that according to the first lashon of the Rama, we're saying that if a beged's clean, you could put water on it. But if it's dirty, you can't put water on it. Then over here too, you're not going to be able to put water on the beged. That's how he seems to paskin. However, the Be'er Halacha again is mekel, and he says over here it would be okay because the person when he puts water on the beged is not cleaning the beged at all. Even though his hands are wet, if anything, it's just adding.